With less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day, San Franciscans have a lot of issues to consider, and some are unique to the city. For example, San Francisco is the only city in California that bases its business tax on a company's payroll. Basically, that means if your business makes more than $250,000 a year, your tax is based on how many employees you have, not how much money you make. Proposition E would change that. It would phase this tax out and institute a new one based on a company's gross receipts, which means the total amount of money it brings in each year. Proposition E has gotten a lot of support, with unanimous approval from the Board of Supervisors, restaurant owners, and Mayor Ed Lee. Lee's been campaigning hard for this change, arguing that it will bring more jobs to the city and tens of millions of dollars in extra revenue without hurting small businesses. So is this true? We asked Melissa Griffin, who's a political columnist with the San Francisco Examiner, to break it down for us.
One example of a company that is going to really benefit from a gross receipts tax is a company, let's call it a biotech company, right? They're developing a drug, and they've gotten some seed money from some investors or a hedge fund or something, and they're employing a number of well-paid people, engineers, doctors, PhDs, to develop this drug. They don't have anything in the way of gross receipts, right? Again, they're not making any money. They're just developing this thing. But under the current system, under the payroll tax system, they're having to pay payroll tax on the number of people they're employing. And so that's an example of a company that under a gross receipts tax would be much better off because, again, because they're not really creating much in terms of gross receipts, their tax burden goes down or is eliminated from that perspective. In contrast, a company that has few employees here but creates a lot of money and a lot of wealth is going to be sort of punished by a gross receipts tax. So take, for example, Visa, who just recently announced that they're moving out of the city. And I think that there were a lot of factors, but I can't believe that this wasn't one of them. They have a small number of employees in San Francisco, but they generate a lot of money. And under a gross receipts tax, that money is what's going to be taxed, at least to the extent that it can be tied to San Francisco somehow. That money is going to be taxed, as opposed to the current system where they're paying a smaller amount because it's based on just the amount that they're paying their handful of people who are here. So It's larger financial institutions are going to be hurt by this potentially, and those kinds of businesses with fewer employees, far bigger profits and revenue generation are the ones who are not going to be happy about this.
And Mayor Ed Lee has gotten a lot of support for this proposition, but he argues that it's actually a net positive for the city. So can you explain sort of the arguments for and against and who's come out sort of on either side?
Well, of course, the argument for it is that whatever you tax, you get less of. So if you tax per capita payroll, then the conventional wisdom is that companies are hiring fewer people in San Francisco to keep that number down. Mm-hmm. For example, like I said earlier, the payroll tax only kicks in at $250,000. And so anecdotally, we've heard that companies try really hard to stay under that amount and to hire as few people as possible and pay them as little as possible to stay under that $250,000 mm-hmm. threshold. So moving to gross receipts gets away from that and gets away from, like I said, punishing people for hiring San Franciscans. In addition, the conventional wisdom, although we don't really have specific evidence of it, is that Ron Conway's influence with Mayor Lee is also a really big driving factor here. As you know, Ron Conway is a Silicon Valley investor who is the kind of person who makes his money by propping up companies, investing in them to either, you know, to create various technological innovations. And so the companies that he wants to invest in, as I said earlier, they're not going to necessarily create these revenues, but are going to have to employ a lot of people, are the exact kind of companies that are going to benefit from this.
And I understand that the Libertarian Party has come out against Prop E, and I'm really curious about these businesses like Visa or these high-grossing businesses with fewer employees. Is there a potential loss in that part, you know, losing those businesses?
That is an absolute concern. And you'll see marketing companies, for example, and financial institutions, a lot of these old-school San Francisco companies, McKesson, Charles Schwab, again, Visa, the Gap, for example, has just decided to expand its IT operations, and they're going to be doing that in Oakland, not in San Francisco. So these sorts of industries that have traditionally anchored the city to some degree are the ones that are concerned about this. And the libertarians, but they do have a point. The theory behind taxing payroll is this. You tax based on the amount of resources these people are using in the city. So I have 100 employees. I should pay more because I've got 100 people under my roof that I'm employing who are now using city services. So there's a nexus between the amount of city services your people are sucking up and the amount of taxes that you're paying. Under a gross receipts tax, that nexus is broken, and you're really just taxing this amorphous amount of money that is supposedly tied to activities in San Francisco. That's a whole other issue we should get into, which is how you calculate this. But the nexus is broken between the resources and the taxes. It just looks like you're taxing the rich and not really basing it on anything other than they have it.
So let's bring it back to what voters are going to have to decide. Do you think that there's enough support from voters now to pass this, or does it seem to be struggling in polls?
Well, there's no organized opposition, aside from the Libertarian Party. Mm-hmm. There's no real organized opposition. The only reason why it is not polling in the 90s right now is because people just are generally skeptical of such a huge shift from one system to another. Again, it's really unprecedented. And so even without an organized opposition, people generally kind of give the side eye to this proposal. And so it will probably pass. It won't pass, with 99% of the vote, but it'll pass, I think, with a good majority of the vote, not because it's a great idea, but because there's no organized opposition to it. The companies that don't want to make this move, it's not very popular to come out and say, we like paying fewer taxes and we don't want to pay more, and by the way, we'll probably leave if you do this. That's not really a good idea from a PR perspective. So I think you get a lot of companies who are just being silent right now, who are going to, after Election Day, recalculate, again, either staying here or growing here in San Francisco. Having said that, the flip side is ideally this is going to bring in more tech jobs, and so the drug companies, for example, are going to move here because we'll have a better system.